The West Live.
The West Live.
The West Live. Brought to you by the State School Teachers Union campaign to fix WA's teacher shortage.
It's that time of year when, for a lot of us, work is winding down, spirits are lifting, and Christmas parties are a time to take in the year with colleagues, relax and have a few drinks. This year, lunches with other companies have become more popular. So what do we need to know to stop us making a fool of ourselves at these work events, and how maybe we can actually use them to get more out of our jobs? Joining me now is the director of the Australian Institute of Management in WA, Professor Gary Martin. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Great to have you back on the show. And now, it's a fine line between letting your hair down and getting wasted at a Christmas party, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I think that these end-of-year functions of any sort, they can be a cocktail of conditions to cut your career short if you're actually not on guard. I think the biggest mistake is that people assume that it's a party when we're using the word party loosely in these sorts of contexts. It's really a business event. That's what an end-of-year function is. So normal work standards apply.
Yeah, and I think anybody who's already been to their company Christmas party or has one coming up this weekend or the next probably has already got an email from their HR department telling them what the expectations around the behaviour are. But what are some of the cardinal rules you need to remember when you're attending your company Christmas party?
Well, most importantly is the one I've already referred to. That's normal work standards. You can't just assume that it's the same as going out on a big night out with friends. It's a long way away from that. And so right across the work function, it means work standards will apply. And that then leads to things like booze basics. They apply too. It's probably the case that sometimes people, when they have too much to drink, they become argumentative and that causes a problem. So I think one of the things we ought to look at is trying to avoid the spirits altogether and just have wine, soft drinks, beer, but also having water in between. That's what most HR departments around the state would recommend.
Yeah,
there's also things.
Good sense.
Sorry.
Some good sense there. And now, but I'm curious to know, so say you're a person who's maybe a bit shy at work and you're not comfortable marching into your boss's office to ask for a pay rise or to ask for better conditions. And so you're at the Christmas party, you've got a bit of Dutch courage in you. Is it ever okay in that scenario to go up to the boss and make your pitch?
Well, the answer is no, not at that sort of function. But you can lay the foundation then to do that. So, you know, one of the things that you ought to do at a end-of-year function is socialise and circulate, cast yourself in the best possible light, and make sure you speak to all of those people that you don't normally get a chance to build your profile up a little bit. But certainly, you don't go directly to the boss and ask them or him or her to increase your conditions or change your conditions, and that includes salary. So, but socialise and circulate, by all means, that's the best strategy that you can put in place to help to build your salary capacity.
Yeah, well, the boss is probably looking to have a good time too. The last thing they want to do is
well, that's right.
Is listen to someone who wants a pay rise. And just remember, people out there, if you're thinking about getting amorous with a fellow sort of single employee, photocopiers are only for photocopying. Just remember that. And now we've seen a lot of companies moving to lunches. This is the time of year when I think anybody who works in the corporate world starts getting emails from clients that they deal with saying, "Do you want to go out for lunch? Let's catch up. It's been a great year. Let me take you out for lunch." It goes on a lot. It's actually hard to find an open space in the social calendar this time of year. What are some of the benefits of accepting those offers, and what are some of the things that we need to be aware of that can go wrong?
Well, I think what happens, first of all, is that sometimes people have already seen what happens at these sorts of lunches, any sort of lunch, whether it's clients or whether it's your colleagues. And the automatic reaction is, well, I've seen what happens. These things sometimes bring out the best of the worst behaviours of some of these people who get caught up in the revelry. So your automatic, if you like, a default response might be to say, well, I won't go, I'll avoid it. But I think that skipping these things altogether without a good reason could quickly see you labelled as a Scrooge or Grinch. So I think that if you can go along, as I said before, to these functions, whether it's a lunch or an evening function, and cast yourself in the best light, that will actually help to build relationships with your colleagues, and also it'll help to build relationships with your clients. So I don't think that you ought to, park them or say no to them. I think you should go along. But one of the really important things that you do there is you need to socialise and circulate. So you meet as many people as possible, and you avoid getting stuck into talking about difficult things like politics. You've got to resist the urge to share lewd jokes, because I know some people do those sorts of things at end-of-year functions. And you've got to stop the urge to spread gossip or to start rumours. But instead of all of that, you have to cast yourself in the best light. So be very positive and keep moving so you don't get caught or bogged down in any of these sorts of discussions.
Mm. So my limerick about a man from Nantucket, just leave that one at home. Don't
leave it. Okay. Leave it out.
All right, fair enough.
Leave it. And it's the alcohol quite often that does this. So it either makes people very happy and silly, or it can make them argumentative. So, that's why it's just basic things. Keep moving and apply those booze basics.
And in terms of the company Christmas party, I'm curious to know what you think it can do for morale of a Christmas of a company, because you have this opportunity, everybody get together, share some sort of positive goodwill towards each other, but inevitably at any workplace you're probably going to get people venting as well, maybe bitching about their boss or whatever it might be. What do you think about that?
Look, I think you're right. And I think sometimes one of the biggest issues at these types of functions is the gift-giving type exercises that people engage in. Okay, we've got problems with people gossiping, sharing jokes, spreading gossip and so on. They're all things that we want to avoid, and we can perhaps try and give some warnings beforehand. But one of the things that we sometimes forget about is when we give gifts at Christmas parties, we have to be really careful about what we're doing. And so, if you've got something like a Kris Kringle, for example, where you have to purchase a small gift for a colleague, you should avoid anything out of the box that might cast a workmate in a negative or embarrassing light, or has sexual overtones. And sometimes people just don't think about these sorts of things. Yes, the gossip's bad. Yes, the lewd jokes are bad. But something as simple as a gift that you're giving to someone can cause enormous problems. It's also the case that, some of these things, some of your colleagues want to use social media all the time. And I think that's the wrong thing to do at one of these sorts of functions as well. You don't post everything online that comes from a Christmas party. It could cast you or a colleague, in very poor light. So I think they're great events. If you, as I say, go back to what I started with, and that is that you treat them as a work event and not as a party, just like you'd be out on a Saturday or Friday night. That's the most important advice. Of course, if you do make a mess of things, you can try and fix things up as well.
Yeah, and there's also never been a better time to get a new job in WA. There's plenty of jobs going, so there you go. It's not all doom and gloom. Director of the Australian Institute of Management in WA, Professor Gary Martin, thanks for helping us navigate the festive season. We appreciate your time on The West Live.
Thanks, Ben.